following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
Call yourselves Title Town? Are you kidding me?
That's fraud.
It feels like a gray area.
Spoiler alert, Canada. Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A.
There's way too much negative stigma attached to strippers.
I hate you guys so much.
My dog just shit his ass.
Hey, everybody. What is going on? It is Tuesday night. That means it is time for another edition of Craft Brewed Sports. I am Mike. With me, as always, is Scott, who is fiddling around off camera. I have no idea what's happening. Hey, Scott. How you doing, man?
My beard just decided it was going to foam everywhere. Right as soon as I cracked it in the intro, it was like, yeah, this is happening. Overflow all over the place.
I go to see you bending over out of your chair. I'm like, well, I guess I can't throw it to Scott just yet.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm going to need a minute. I'll be right back.
Okay. Mookie's here. Mookie, how you feeling, man?
Well, I mean, I feel like I can follow up on that at least easily enough. My beer is not foaming all over the place. So, yeah, good to be here. Let's go World Baseball Classic, baby. Time to put some dollars down on some hardball.
Look at you. Normally you try to shoehorn in a soccer comment right off the rip, and here you are talking baseball. It's like we're getting through to you or something, Mook.
What can I say? You know, I did come prepared to talk about how my boys disappointed us 9 seconds in, but did storm back to maintain their lead atop of the Prem. And then FC Cincy did us absolutely zero favors in terms of the argument of soccer is exciting and a fun thing to watch Saturday night. So I was trying to give my hat tip to baseball where I can, because especially now that I remember you can bet on baseball and it's fun again. I'm in, man. Let's fucking go.
Yep, that's true. Tyson saying, LFG boys, F you, Mookie. So there's one for you. Matt Barr hitting us with an LFG boys already. And Tyson rightfully calling out, Scott prematurely ejaculated when he opened up that beer. Just squirted all over the place. Speaking of premature ejaculation, Caesar's here. Caesar, what's up, man?
What the fuck type shit is that? I turned 23 and all of a sudden I have ED.
Sounds like a 23-year-old thing to happen. Is that what the Google form said Saturday night?
No, or brother. Fuck no.
Good to see you, man. How you feeling today?
I'm doing great. Got an addition to the Google Doc or the Google form last week. It'd been a long run. We had
Hold on. You earned it. Hold on, my friend.
There was a long involuntary drought. Well, voluntary. We'll say it was involuntary.
It sounds better. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a drought. And well, we were just working on ourselves, trying to get over just things in life. And
congratulations on the sex.
So happy birthday. It wasn't just my birthday. It was also happy birthday, Texas. So yeah. Happy belated birthday to Texas.
Four Texans by Texans, huh?
Fuck yeah, let's go, baby. Four Texans by Texans on my birthday.
Does that mean it was four Texans by Texans in Texans?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Pennies. No pennies.
Also, like Caesar, Matt like is water. Rightfully calling out. That was just a perfect intro.
It was.
Just take
was.
The L on the chin there. That was. You got to give me credit for how.
No, it was. I got a haircut too, and I left the top longer. So, like, it gave them something to pull.
Okay. Did you add that question to the form? Like, was my hair length okay? Not too much.
Was it pullable?
Like, yeah.
No,
did you get all the leverage you needed?
I got, like, this texturizing sea salt spray to make my hair even messier. And I don't know. It looks sick.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm jealous of that lettuce.
Moisturizing
some good lettuce. And Sarah rightfully saying, Caesar, fuck Texas, just secede already.
I'm with you. I'm tired of blaming just one an entire government for my electrical issues. I'd rather just blame the guy who can't fucking walk.
Wheelchair Greg.
Yes, sir.
How you know him, Greg, you baby. Love him.
We got an awesome show tonight. We got some baseball to talk about. World Baseball Classic kicking off tonight. We got some football news, all of the quarterback news. Scott, the craziest quarterback carousel and ridiculous signings that I've seen in a week of football. I have been laughing for like 6 days straight at NFL quarterbacks and the dumb things teams are doing. You've got a giant smile on your face. All right, it's Geno, isn't it?
Because it is. But then today it was Daniel Smith. I mean, it's every time I get a Daniel Jones, Smith, the generic white guy that plays quarterback in New York for the New York Football Giants, that guy that they're paying a whole lot of money to be generic white guy. Every time I look at my phone, I'm like, signed by not San Francisco. Fantastic. Although that didn't stop my Saturday from being all shitty with interest in Baker Mayfield and Robbie Gould deciding he's like, I'm out.
I wanted to talk to you about that because I saw Baker Mayfield to the Niners with the question mark, and I was like, this is going to be amazing to just hear Scott get super pissed off about this and then eventually have to turn around and become a Baker Mayfield fan. I can't wait for that pivot that you're going to have to make.
Baker touchdown maker, right? Is that how it goes? Right, Joe? Is that how it goes, Joe? Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Kind of sounds like that. Scott, now be honest. Is the Niners' strategy to actually just wait until we're a little bit into the XFL season and then just snipe the best quarterback out of that season heading into camp?
That's not a bad strategy.
You're gonna fuck around and end up with Ben DiNucci. Good luck, Scott.
What does it matter? Like, he's just gonna add into the pile of dead bodies at the end of the season, the way we go through guys getting injured.
Don't worry, there's rule changes. You're gonna get to dress three. It's gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be okay.
And one of them's still gonna be Josh fucking Johnson. So we saw how that worked out. God.
I got basketball stuff to talk about tonight. We got to talk about this John Morant thing. This has been a crazy set of circumstances this week. Caesar's just throwing up gang signs. Caesar, just get your gun out and we'll talk the whole segment. You can just have your gun. You can just flash it. there you go. Also, I'm furious with the Boston Celtics. I need to yell at Caesar for his team. And we're going to do that hockey tonight. It's been a minute. We are going to bring it back. Scott has no idea what's been happening in the NHL. So we're going to put him on the spot. We're going to do that hockey. Before we do that, though, let's talk about these beers that we are drinking tonight. And we will rate them on the scale, as always. Would you bang your beer? Scott, what is in your mug, on your lap, all over the floor, spilled everywhere? And what are you drinking tonight?
I was going to say, what didn't foam all over the floor out of my Brightside IPA? Again, going back out to the Lone Pine Brewing Company. 7%, literally just a basic IPA. And it's fine. It's fine. 2 a.m. Are you up? Sure. Like, that's sure. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
All right. Well, there you go. Mookie, what do you got? Would you bang it?
Fuck. I don't know. I took the picture. I was all prepared. And then I just realized I never checked in. So, Tactical Maneuver. It's a Foyader Hell's Lager from Cerebral Brewing. We'll have to wait and see. When I cracked it open, this thing smelled really good and not like pennies whatsoever. But as I get in, I start tasting. I'm like, I don't know if I really want to go all the way through with this bang. This might be a, held up at third because you don't want to make that last out at home kind of scenario. You know what I mean? Yeah,
you do understand your own baseball reference? Are you
I think
sure?
I did, right? You don't want to make it last out at home.
Maybe. Is that what they say?
Fuck,
which one
know,
is
dude.
It, Mook? Nail it down.
DraftKings still doesn't make last out. At bet by at bet kind of bet, so I don't pay that much attention to those details.
Oh, my God, you are a degenerate.
Caesar, I had to get out of it somehow. I didn't
God, man. Caesar, what are you drinking, and would you bang it?
I'm drinking, again, happy belated birthday, Texas. Your birthday is on my birthday, so I'm drinking a Texas beer from Scheinerbach. It is the Strawberry Blonde. It had a cool little label. I guess it was made in Poteet or some shit. Oh, no, it was made in Shiner, Texas. That makes a lot of fucking sense.
First and third outs.
It's good.
Third.
Oh, fuck it. But
all right.
I look there so pissed because Austin FC just lost to a fucking third world country.
Oh, yeah, third world country
second
jokes are funny,
those,
Caesar.
Second one of those tonight, if you missed the pre-show, which you all did. But, Mookie tried to go real racist with him. I guess Caesar's...
A team that's worth almost $1 billion more than $1 billion lost to a team that's worth, like, my dad's backyard.
Like, yeah,
what the fuck are we doing here?
There's a huge difference between racism and classism, Scott, so can you fucking get it right, please?
Exactly.
Jesus, we just hate the poors.
Wow.
And Caesar lifts up a fist to that. Okay, cool.
What just happened?
That was a weird thing to co-sign there, Caesar. Let's go back through some comments.
With a fist, no less.
Matt Barr saying, give me all the quarterbacks in San Francisco. Can't have enough of them. Robert Taylor pointing out Mahomes' contract is the greatest contract in the history at this point. Very good value. Maybe we'll get to football. We'll see how the wheel treats us tonight. Scott, Sarah said, bang, bang, Baker gang.
Maybe. I hope not.
Matt also saying that Ben DiNucci is trash. What? There's ben no way DiNucci is trash. By the way, do you know how much XFL I've watched? I've watched the highlight of Josh Gordon scoring that touchdown this weekend. That was it.
I watched that too. I mean, I've seen a little bit more than that because there's, for whatever reason, I'll just turn on the TV and it'll be like suggested for you. I'm like, all right, it's already here. Fuck it. Yeah.
Why are they playing those games on, like, there was a game on like Friday night. They've done Thursday. They're just randomly.
They're just all over the place.
They're just like high school. One day you turn on the TV and you're like, football, I could watch this. And it's just a Tuesday afternoon at 3:15. You're like, yeah, sure. I'm on board watching Seattle play. Matt is drinking a Natty Tallboy because it's the opposite of Daniel Jones. Cheap and underrated. Gabe is drinking a Gumball Head from Three Floyds Brewing. Oh, I love Gumball Head. He said it's a Texas bang. Let's see. Tyson said, was Saturday night also a strawberry blonde? That's for you, Caesar. He's pleading the fifth. Okay, fair enough. Mookie, Matt Barr is sorry, not Matt Barr's comment. Where did it go? Matt Stanton's comment.
I'm not clicking shit right now. Yeah, there we go. I'll take it.
He's got real tree on. What do you expect?
Biscuit drinking the Diet Mountain Lightning by Walmart. I wouldn't bang it, but I wouldn't mind getting head from it. Rob's drinking a Mason Ale Works collab with 8-Bit Brewing Wonky Kong 9% ABV sour double IPA with peach and prickly pear. I bet you that can is legit, right? Would you guys agree?
It would have Wonky to be Kong? Called Wonky Kong.
It better
be. That's a layup for can art.
That's got to be a fantastic.
You'd have a drunk Donkey Kong.
It's Donkey Kong, and he's like rolling hops. That's the could be his other thing.
Like just drinking out of one of the barrels. I mean, it writes itself. Like, there's so many options.
Whitey's drinking Purity Vodka because why not? Good Lord,
it's
man.
That's a good justification. Why not?
Guys, I did not make it to the store this weekend, so I am drinking Purple Monkey Dishwasher. It's a chocolate peanut butter porter from Evil Genius Brewing. Just like last week, would absolutely bang this beer. It's fantastic. I love it. That has been what we're drinking. Let us know in the comments what you guys are drinking. All right, fellas, it is time to go to the wheel. Let's see where we are going first tonight. This week we have football, basketball, baseball, do that hockey, and a very slim chance of Mookie taking over and talking about whatever he wants for a while. So let's spin this wheel and see what we end up with. You know it's going to end up on Mookie. All right, we're going football to start with, fellas. Oh, if shit. I can find the transition. All right, Scott, so we started to talk about it. Just ridiculous signings. Geno Smith signs for 3 years in Seattle. $105 million, right? $105 million is that contract. Geno Smith, who before this past year you would have thought was out of the league, done forever, never going to get another chance, or just be a perpetual backup for all of time, is now signed to a 3-year, $105 million contract
to be the starter.
So, that's my question to you, is as a Niners fan, this has to make you ecstatic.
It does. I love it. I absolutely love it. And then there's all those conversations about Hopkins potentially getting traded to the Chiefs. We'll see if that pans out. Like, I just love when the NFC West is just falling apart. The Rams are having to sell off everything because they sold their soul for a Super Bowl. It's a good time to be a Niners fan. We don't have a fucking quarterback, but details.
as all these quarterbacks are going, the Niners are still just like, I don't know, we'll deal with whatever is left over, I guess. So the other big signing obviously just happened today. Daniel Jones gets 4 years.
No, you skipped over one of the bigger ones. Down to NOLA. They found their man.
Okay.
I thought we were going in chronological order.
I wasn't going chronological. I was going in order of things we can make fun of, saving.
Fair enough.
But Daniel Jones gets his contract. He's getting $40 million a year from the Giants. Mookie.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Why? Why? Why would the Giants do this?
It's 35 plus incentives.
You know what? Actually, hold on though, because we're talking about
so much better, Caesar.
We're talking about the Giants and Daniel Jones, right? I mean, is it possible that they went to the negotiating table? They're like, look, this deadline's looming over us. We've got to kind of figure out what we're doing here. And at a just weird, calm moment of silence, Daniel Jones's representatives looked at the Giants' representatives, and they both just kind of simultaneously went, "Where are you gonna go?"
You motherfucker.
And that's how we got where we are. It's me. I feel like
I'm begrudgingly giving this.
Sorry, I got.
Why'd you get got?
It said that John Morant got a 50-game suspension.
No, oh God.
There's no way. Save that for basketball.
I got got. Okay. I got all right. Got.
Your reaction there looked very sincere. I got super nervous there. I thought like somebody died. Scott, is there any quarterback? Like, you made the point in the Facebook group, and the Bengals are about to get hosed now that Danny Dimes is pulling in $40 million a year. Joe Burrow is going to make a ridiculous amount. Is this all Cleveland's fault? Is all of this Cleveland's fault?
100%. Like, nobody knew what Cleveland was thinking. I don't even think Deshaun Watson knew what Cleveland was thinking. He was like, wait, what? Guaranteed sign that. I don't care. I don't care what the rest of the language is and the contract. I don't care what I got to do. Sign that. Guaranteed? Yeah, sign it. We'll worry about the fine print later. And the rest of the league was like, what the fuck?
Do you think there's going to be an owners meeting where, like, all of these owners that have to sign these ridiculous contracts?
Phil Haslam?
Just go in and like, yeah, put the soap in the sock and just beat the shit out of Haslam at a dinner.
They're already doing it. They're doing it with fucking Lamar. The Giants gave Danny Dimes fucking 40 or 35 plus incentives, but all these five teams are apparently out of Lamar because we all know what Lamar wants, and that's fully guaranteed. Give Lamar his fucking money, but they're not going to give it to him. Because they learned their fucking they learned their lesson. They're trying to recover from the fucking mistake that Jimmy Haslam made with the Browns.
Wasn't it inevitable that we were going to come here at some point, though? Like, wasn't some quarterback going to eventually get a guaranteed deal with the way that you've got that in the NBA and baseball? Like, wasn't it inevitable?
Yeah, but I mean, did Kirk Cousins do that a year back? A couple years back?
It was inevitable, but like, you didn't expect it to be a guy who hadn't played for 2 years. Coming in, not really being able to prove anything, and having 23 allegations of sexual assault against them. Like, that's not the guaranteed contract you expect. You expect it to be somebody like Mahomes or Burrow or Josh Allen to get that mega deal and become the highest paid. Or Lamar, sure. You can, it could be Lamar. But they're, like, the fact that the Browns did
that's
this.
That's a guy who hadn't played football in a year and a half and who's, like, a rapist.
I mean, okay, like, when you put it that way.
Yeah, like that was the deal might have happened eventually. You expected maybe someday, but you've seen way better quarterbacks in way better situations, not on trial, not in a courtroom.
Well, no, hold on. He's not in trial. He's just getting sued, right?
Yeah, whatever. Not, you know, not paying off women. Either way. I mean, that didn't get that. So it was like, what in the world was Cleveland thinking? And then he played for those last 4 weeks, and obviously he wasn't going to be great, but it looked even worse than I think. Yeah, I think it was even worse than we all thought. It was just like, oh, my God.
If that's how he looked on the field, like, what do you think they were seeing in practice when he first showed up on whatever it was, week 10?
Dude, it was dog shit. Did you not see the videos of him overthrowing everything?
Oh, what,
it was
practice?
Like having me back there. Yeah. In practice, he was overthrowing shit. Yeesh.
It was bad, man. It was real bad. There's a reason why Cleveland was like, well, listen, we could probably just keep Jacoby Brissett in there this year, right? Like, we could just play him this year. And then, I mean, the contract's guaranteed anyway.
We'll start fresh for next year. We don't want to bring him in. It's December. It's a little chilly. He might get hurt. We're not starting him. Yeah.
That team had to at times be like, hey, coach, listen, Jacoby was kind of doing some work back there. Like, do you think maybe it's time we like make a switch or something here? All right. So Daniel Jones and the New York Giants screw over everybody else, almost as bad as Cleveland did, because at least with Deshaun, he had like this previous history of like, this guy has shown he's a good quarterback. Daniel Jones showed that he can make like one run. Like, he's not special. He's not $40 million a year special. He's just a guy, I guess. So
for one, Daniel Jones did make the playoffs, right?
He's younger Jimmy G.
Right. And for two,
he's the ultimate Jag.
Isn't that what 40 yes. million gets you these days? Like, 40 million is the going rate for just the guy.
No, it is not.
Mac Jones deserves 40 a year?
No, they didn't make the playoffs.
Ryan Tannehill deserves $40 million a year in Drew's book.
Bro, that cat probably deserves 52.
Ten million for each of those picks he threw against the Bengals in that first round.
Right. Christian knows what's up.
Oh man.
Tannehill is legendary.
Scott, the other big quarterback news this week, one of the massive free agents has found a home, as the New Orleans Saints have found their guy. They are bringing in Derek Carr. Derek Carr will now lead the Saints. Immediately, the Saints now have the best odds to win the NFC South. So that's something.
Yeah,
it's the ultimate from trashy to classy, I guess, huh? I mean, literally like a year ago, the ink was just drying on that Raiders extension. And now he's in New Orleans with a worse roster. The Saints thought this was a good move. Wow.
I mean, from Derek Carr's perspective, it's a great move. Like, he made a great choice. He was in a division with Herbert and Mahomes and was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the NFC South where Brady just left.
Almost wasn't even his choice, though. Like, the Raiders were like, go home.
I mean,
like, he was. They were like, go home.
For sure. But there were other teams that wanted him. The Jets told him he could be a first round Hall of Famer if he signed with New York. Mookie, you're shaking your head at that one.
He should get $40 million a year, though.
Yeah,
ultimate Jag. He's been to the playoffs.
What he got? Did he not?
What did he get?
37.5.
Jesus.
Oh, so he got less than Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Right. Well, they were like, Daniel, you're in here.
That's the funny part is, as much as we rag on Carr, I'd rather have him than Daniel Jones. If I was going to pay one of them $40 million, it would be Carr.
God, where is the contract?
Giants fans will hate me, but I don't care. It's true. Daniel Jones is trash, dude. He's so bad.
Tyson saying, didn't the Saints have that one guy who got LASIK? Yes, they had James Winston, LASIK Jameis, but he got hurt last year, right? Like, broke his back or some shit.
Is he a free agent now?
I think he is a free agent now. Ooh. I think he's gone. Biscuit saying he blames the Mets for all of this. They gave Bonilla that contract, and Cleveland hired the guy from Mets front office, and he brought that shitty guaranteed contract shit to Cleveland. Fuck the Browns.
Really?
Man. We could blame this all on the Mets, Scott. Just everything goes back to New York and shitty contracts.
I have no problem with that.
Mets are so bad, they'd be fucking up other sports. That's how garbage of a franchise they are.
All right, so Scott, you mentioned you would rather have Derek Carr over Daniel Jones. So here's your sip, chug, drain, pour.
Oh God,
the quarterback news from this week.
Oh my God,
you're kicking up where I'm putting down. Geno Smith, Derek Carr, or Daniel Jones, sip, chug, drain, pour.
So nice. Who knew that a year ago that the answer to this question from me would be that I'd sip Geno fucking Smith for 40 minutes? Like, what planet do we live on that I'm like, yeah, Daniel Jones looks like shit. I mean, to be fair, drain pour or pour drain Daniel Jones, because a year ago, his fate is the same. But just the idea, I'd be like, Geno Smith isn't even starting. How's he going to get $40 million? Like, but here we are. So I guess I'm chugging Carr. And it's only an age thing. If their ages were flip-flop, I guess I'd go Carr. But he's a slightly older Geno Smith.
Yeah, but is he a gym rat?
Well, yeah, he's clearly more of a gym rat than Geno. You've seen Geno. Yeah, he leaves early. You can tell.
Does it change your calculus at all if I tell you that Derek Carr's contract for this year is $1.5 million?
Wait, what?
Yeah, his contract is crazy. He gets $1.5 million salary in 23, $30 million guaranteed in 24, $40 million in 25, and $10 million $40 million in 25, and then $50 million in 26. So your boy wasn't that far off as far as average salary for a Jag quarterback in the NFL.
Is that just to pat yourself on the back that the Saints are stupid? Like, congratulations.
Yes.
These franchises are making dumb decisions. That doesn't validate your dumb opinion.
No, I mean, my opinion's a fact. I was just looking at the numbers. I'm like, on average, that's what you got to pay.
Mookie, nah. Sip, chug, drain, pour, Caesar, Caesar, Geno,
Caesar,
sip, chug, drain, pour, Derek Carr, Geno Smith, and Daniel Jones.
You've got to sip me every day of the week.
Yep. Sip Caesar, sip Caesar, sip Caesar. Die line.
Oh, fuck, the beer's frozen.
I don't know, dude. That's hard. I was trying to buy myself time. I guess.
Damn it.
I would sip Geno Smith for no other reason than I think he could actually win you some football games.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's
It's
a bitter sip. You're like, you're just really
Yeah. It's like, ooh. Yeah. First one didn't go great.
Oh God, I got another sip of Geno. Oh, twist off. I gotta go for it again. Just it's still shitty.
So is that a Geno that can't clearly that's not a Geno stout, because you would never make that face at a stout. So is that a Geno Dippa that you're kind of sipping there, or what would you think?
No, because I enjoy some Dippas. It's more likely that there's a sour.
What about Dua Lipa?
Not a fan of. So yeah, like he's like the shitty sours. But if he's the shitty sour that you're sipping, what the fuck does that make the other two? That's the question.
You know what? So sorry. Sarah in the comments nailed it. She says it's a sip you aren't happy about, like an arranged marriage. Like, that's what the Geno Smith deal does feel like, though. It's like, okay, we're both kind of just here in our careers and our franchise. Like, let's just do this and get on and move forward. And we'll win some football games while I figure out the quarterback of the future. But I'll sip Geno. I will chug Jones and pour drain Carr just because Daniel Jones is younger. That's it.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Caesar, I don't know what you're taking pictures of.
I'm taking a picture of the moon.
Okay.
You know, because look at his shirt. He's going
to
be howling.
Yeah, your shirt is pretty hard to make.
It's super fucking hard. What are you talking about? Put some respect on my name.
Mike, going back to the pre-show comment, that answer from Mookie checks out, because this is like, Daniel Jones sucks complete ass. But he's younger. It's just like his gambling philosophy. Well, I mean, you know, they might not win, but I got good odds. That's Daniel Jones taking the long shot bet.
Yep.
Because you got good odds.
I mean, I took my profit boost on the will there be a hole in one on the 14th this week, and I was like, probably not gonna happen, but I got damn good odds on that. Yes, fuck yeah, baby. I hit Caesar, on that. Oh, I'll be gambling all summer.
Caesar, sip, chug, drain, pour, Geno, Derek Carr, and Daniel Jones.
So I'm pour draining
fucking Danny Dimes because he's in the division. Well, should I poor drain him though? Because he's giving me a lot of W's.
But you're nicknaming him. Like, how are you gonna poor drain the dude that you're out here, Danny Dimes? No, he's Daniel Smith, like I called him before. Like,
you know what?
Daniel Smith.
Fuck no, but then Carr plays with Olave. I have to sip Carr because I'm a big Olave guy. So I'm sipping Carr because he plays with Christopher Olives. I'm chugging Gino because he ain't right back. And he's given hope to everyone who's had the unexpected career life. Like, you might be sucking straight cock for fucking your first 5 years.
No. That was Kurt Warner. Yeah. That was Kurt Warner. He came out of bagging groceries to win a Super Bowl. That was like 2005. So I know, but that, it was well before your time.
But I saw the fucking movie. And then I'm poor draining Daniel.
Wait a minute. Is that how you figured out the World War II stuff or the Civil War stuff?
I hate Bro, that you Black saw Hawk the Down Kurt was Warner a crazy movie.
Do you realize how bad it hurts to have lived watching Kurt Warner's career?
And this dude's sitting here talking about like,
I learned about it because I watched the movie.
Hold on. Mike, this will make you feel so better. Bad. I said Civil War and World War II, and you referenced a movie recorded in Somalia.
Yep. Someone caught it. Thank God.
I honestly thought I was like, he actually thinks there's Blackhawks in fucking World War II, so I just let it slide. I was like, no, it's
to be fair, Somalia has a lot of like to be content fair. Around it. You have Black Hawk Down, and then like the South Park episode when they become pirates. That's a great episode of South Park. That's a fantastic episode of South Park. It might be top five. Am I wrong?
Caesar's now is in geography.
Hollywood hit Black Hawk Down and an episode of South Park.
That Dude, one episode.
Watch it. You need to watch it.
That's it's the idea that Somalia's claim to fame in your book. A movie about
Tom Hanks. I'm the captain now. Somalia's got a lot of great content.
Tom Hanks. A lot of great content.
Tom Hanks.
Content producer of the world.
There is your title for this week.
Yeah, they are. Tell me I'm wrong. Tom Hanks in that movie about the ship.
Somalia. South Park episode.
And Black Hawk Down.
I mean, you gotta
Mookie, stay away from that.
I deserve that shit. I deserve that shit.
No, don't. No.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Name another country with better content surrounded by it. I dare you.
What?
You can't think of one.
Oh.
Yeah,
ooh, ooh.
I can't think
I
of
an entrant. I got an entrant.
In the history of the world that's had a good movie made about it. And Black Hawk Down, it's not like it's about Somalia like succeeding or anything.
No, but it's
about an
place.
American helicopter.
No. You're understanding what I mean. Like so, the setting is Somalia. Everything in Mexico is fucking brown. Like, what for? You don't need to do that. It's the same color skies in the U.S. and Mexico, but they make everything fucking brown and orange over there. So it's not Mexico. The U.S., overdone and overplayed. Canada, they never say it straight up Canada. It's always at the end of the movie, filmed in Vancouver. But they never say outright in Canada. Somalia, you know the shit's in Somalia.
It was a South Park episode that's animated that you're using as proof.
But it was still in Somalia. What are you talking about?
I love
they
this
didn't
guy
shoot.
So much.
They didn't animate it in Somalia.
But they thought of it so crazy that they had to draw it out and be like, you know what? This is fucking Somalia.
Hold on. I love that Caesar is saying this is Black Hawk Down, the South Park episode, and the Tom Hanks I'm the Pirate Now movie are... That's what makes Somalia
great.
Greatest outputting content creation of any country ever.
Setting. No, it's setting. Not creation.
Setting. Yeah, setting. No, I get the setting. Yeah. Yes, I understand the setting. You ignore Somalia's the fact that every sports movie pretty much ever created centers around it was set in America. Every sports movie you can think of is an American movie by that definition. So by that fact alone, you named three. There is every sports movie out there is an American movie. So I would say we got the edge on content, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Bro, that's crazy, though, because they don't really play sports like that other than soccer.
I was going to say, Tyson, what's happening right now is the latest episode of Mookie and the Dog.
Has Somalia ever been talked about on a podcast this much ever? For any reason?
If Somalia sends me a DM, which I doubt because I only have like 800 followers,
yeah, the country of Somalia is not going to DM you. I can guarantee
you. We'll be like, yo, pull up. Shit's going to be crazy. It's going to be a movie. I'm pulling up and I'm doing the whole fucking, hey, I'm in Somalia.
Yeah, Somalia's gonna tell you to pull up, okay, Caesar, so they can fuck you up.
You know what? No, listen. I'm gonna let him think that Somalia is like Dubai, where he's gonna be.
Oh no, no, it's not. Like, again, I've seen the South Park episode. It's not a great. It's not a wealthy place. Maybe one day they will be. Like, hopefully, like they become a developed country. It's a long road ahead of us, but it will happen one day.
Boys, for the low, low cost of $1,500, we can get Caesar a plane ticket to Somalia. Mogadishu.
I thought we were going to say we could buy Somalia for $1,500. That's what I thought you were going to say.
That's what I figured about how much it costs.
I don't know about exchange rates. I'm just saying, for that amount, we could put
$1,500 in the bank in Somalia, and this podcast would be at least be famous in Somalia.
Look, all I know is based on the commercials I've seen late at night, like $1,500, we could feed an entire village for a year. That's all I know, because it's only like 30 cents a day. Okay?
Wait, fuck. You know what? No, there's another country, Australia, because of Finding Nemo.
One movie? Why are you naming just one thing from it and being like, this is the
Invincible film there too, and then Morgan Freeman in it. So Finding Nemo and Invincible.
Yeah, I was about to hit it. Sarah, by the way, I'm up to 3 Googles now this episode.
I feel like, okay, here's what we need. We need a, because of Tyson pointing out what is happening, we need a what the fuck is happening right now drop that we just drop in whenever Caesar and Mookie drag us down these weird rabbit holes like Somalia
You could have just ignored it. You could have been like, all right, shut up.
Comment like that. When somebody throws out Somalia, great content production, the Black Hawk down at South Park, you got to grind everything to a halt and go,
I just got cooked.
Literally like, hold on a second. Explain yourself.
I just got cooked.
You did.
Yeah, did you see Biscuit's comment? Biscuit dropping out of nowhere saying that Black Hawk Down is filmed in Morocco, Captain Phillips was in Malta, and South Park is animated in Japan.
Wait, South Park isn't made in the USA? What the fuck?
Wow. The internet said it's made in Japan, so clearly it's made in Japan.
We also need the more you know rainbow drop just for whenever Caesar learns something.
I'll do it too.
I feel like that one that's like public domain now, right? It was on PBS. That shit's free.
It's got to be.
It was on NBC.
I need to find it as a GIF that can just go across.
Oh, dude, I got that shit saved.
So it's not even like just a backgroundless GIF that we could just put above Caesar's head.
That's a good call.
All right, listen, let's shift gears away from Somalia, a sentence I never thought I'd say in my life ever. But here we are. Scott.
Oh, wait, this beer is good. Shout out Mariota. It's a Hawaiian beer.
Shout out Mariota.
Shout out Marcus Mariota.
That is Hawaiian beer.
I also like how he Freudian sat there and said, shout out Mariota.
Shout out. Hey, Mariota. He's at least worth $32 million.
No, he ain't worth shit. They cut his ass.
That's more what he's worth at this point.
Yeah, for real, though.
Scott, okay, so the rumors are that the Niners have been in contact with Baker, or Baker may end up in the Bay. Like, there's been things that have been said. So I know we talked about it briefly at the top of the show, but in all seriousness, if the Niners, if Lynch makes this move and signs Baker Mayfield, what's the reaction? How are you feeling? What goes through your head? How upset are you? Or are you going to turn on the dime and be like, you know what? I'm a Baker guy. I've always believed in this man.
It's funny that you asked about Lynch and that specific question. Because I'm thinking, I want to be there when Baker and Nick are in the same room. And we take it back to Ohio State and Oklahoma. And so we've got Nick Bosa and Baker Mayfield in the same room. And Nick going to make like Baker's black. He going to whoop that ass. He going to whoop that ass. So,
race card.
I want to be there for that encounter, for that white-on-white crime.
Mookie, what do you think if Baker ends up in San Francisco? They showed they could do it with Brock Purdy, so I feel like Baker's got to be an upgrade from Brock, right?
I'm here for it, man. Like, I think that makes Baker a viable fantasy quarterback again. The Niners are going to squeeze every bit of value and talent out of his dead ass and then switch halfway through the season anyways. So, like, it's a win-win in my book because I also am going to get to see Scott squirm because I don't know that you could really get down cheering for Baker, Scott, honestly, in the depths of your soul. Do you think you could be part of the Baker gang?
Yes. Have you seen me? I flip on a dime with these fools. Like, I mean, you gotta like.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Talked about how if it benefits him, Scott would be wearing a Make America Great Again hat and like talking about how amazing Trump is. Like, this man will get down behind any cause that helps
him.
There's
only two things that I pause about. It's former Yankees and former Cowboys. Like, there's just a few things that I won't sell my soul for. Like, I would never.
Not former Mets?
I mean, those usually end up in the retirement or, you know, scrap heap. That's so, true, like, yeah. There's no former Mets that end up in Atlanta. That's not – that doesn't happen.
You don't got time for their sloppy seconds.
Hell no.
The other news coming out of the football world this week is Tom Brady might be unretiring. And
oh, my God.
Who fucking cares?
Wait, didn't he ruin Selection Sunday last year by like retiring? So yeah. Like that, or 2 years ago. It's gonna happen again, right? Selection Sunday. He's gonna go full Brett
Favre. My man is going full Brett Favre.
Are we doing a show pool for the brackets?
Sure. Look, that's for future Mike to deal with because that's like a whole week away. I do not.
Nah, dude, we got to get that pool up and running for Selection Sunday, man.
If I win, can I get my flight for Cincinnati paid for?
Yes.
Yeah, Mookie will take care of you on that one. Mookie's betting against the USA in the World Baseball Classic.
I also want to know why we have to get a flight. Like, there's got to be trains between here and there, and you got time, right?
Have you seen what happened to trains in Ohio? Damn it, man. We can't keep trains on the track here in Ohio. Don't do Caesar like that.
Bro,
true.
I just turned 23.
Do you know how bad you would feel if you cheaped out and bought Caesar a train ticket and that motherfucker got derailed and that's North how the story of Caesar ended?
He's a Norfolk and Southern on his ticket.
Well, now hold on. Like,
hard pass. I'm not even.
He's not, first of all, he's not going to die in a train crash. Like, that's not happening. Second of all,
how do you know?
Because we don't.
I didn't think Geno Smith would become a viable starting NFL quarterback, but here we are.
Define viable, though. I feel like that's
dying.
$40 million suggests he's viable, you son of a bitch. That's your barometer.
That's what you
got to
pay for a quarterback these days.
Oh, now we're moving the fucking.
Wait a second. No, okay, hold on. You're saying the floor is
the league minimum.
No. I'm saying a viable starting NFL quarterback today in 2023 is going to cost you $40 million.
That's the crazy thing. Is Geno Smith really a viable starting quarterback?
Or yes, compared to all the other losers in the league. Yes.
Wait. I have a question.
Go ahead, Caesar.
You're taking Danny over Gino? I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Okay. No, nobody was. I'm just saying, like, it's just the idea that he's saying, well, you know, Caesar's not going to die on a train. Well, I didn't think that fucking Geno Smith would be making $40 million this time last year. So
good for him, though, guys. Let's stop for a second and just celebrate the fact that Geno Smith parlayed 1 year into $40 million a year for the next 3 years. This man deserves a tip of the cap.
That's the blackest shit that Geno Smith ever done.
Geno Smith deserves this.
Meanwhile,
what did you just say, Scott?
I said it's the blackest shit he's ever done.
Race card.
I know you wanted me to repeat it for you.
You get both.
I was going to say, we still need to work on that combo. Before we get anything else, there needs to be one that's blended.
Never mind. We'll talk about it next week then.
No, go ahead. We're talking football. Go for it.
No, it was about selection pool and the fucking NCAA tournament.
Okay, we'll save it for when the wheel spits up basketball for us because there is one more football story. Calvin Ridley has been real.
Oh, I have a crazy – it might not be crazy. The Jags are making it to the conference championship next year.
What? Next year?
What?
You mean this coming year?
That's okay, this coming football season. It's the same shit. No time to get
what?
No. I just want to make sure you're talking about this coming season and not next year, like the year.
Hang on,
NFL 2023.
You really think the Jags are gonna make it to the conference championship? Like you're 100% in on this.
I'm 67.4.
Here's what's real crazy is I actually thought he said Jazz, and I was like, wow, he's really going there with the fucking Jazz? What the hell makes him
Jags?
They're
Jags.
Going there.
Bro, Evan Ingram, Calvin Ridley, Christian Kirk, Travis Etienne, like, they're nasty.
I absolutely love that Caesar just went old school sports radio to back up his claim as to why Jacksonville was going to make it to the AFC championship by just naming people on the roster.
Naming college all-stars.
But that makes sense. If you really know me, that makes sense.
It's such a good sports radio trick to just be like, guys, the Bengals, they're going all the way. Joe Burrow, Hayden Hurst, T. Higgins. Like, come on. Actually, Kansas City, they're going all the way. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. Like, what are you doing here?
It's because shit always happens in the AFC. The people we think are going to make it far don't make it far. The whole year was, Bills, Chiefs, Bills, Chiefs. The Bills didn't fucking make it that far.
Neither did the Chiefs. Chiefs made it pretty far.
The Chiefs won the fucking Super Bowl. I'm saying some fuck shit always happens.
Also, if I don't believe it was always Bills, like, yes, that was the two that they were talking about, but the AFC has always been Bills, Chiefs, or Bengals. Everybody has been saying it's one of those. And we ended up with the Chiefs and the Bengals in the AFC Championship. Like, I don't know what. And if it wasn't the Bengals, it would have been the Bills and the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. So you would have gotten what everybody was saying. Like, the AFC, the top three teams have separated themselves from the pack, and I don't think Jacksonville's even close. Like, not even.
I think they're good. No.
I think they're good, but they're not even close to Cincinnati.
I think they're the fourth best team. They're going to be the fourth best team in the conference.
Fine, but they have to get through either Cincinnati, Baltimore, or Kansas City to make the conference championship.
Okay, look.
That's going to happen.
Baltimore, they're a wash. I love Lamar, but they're a wash. They're like the Cowboys of the AFC.
Okay.
And then the only teams that really fuck this up are the three teams that are probably going to win the Super Bowl next year too. The Chiefs, the Bengals, or the Bills.
Right. So how are you saying, how are you guaranteeing and then immediately?
I didn't guarantee shit.
Matt Barr called it out because he said the kid likes to make big exclamations then immediately backs off.
I don't immediately back off. And I just provide the weight to my take, which is, 67.4% is a lot.
I was going to say, Matt, give me time. I'm working with him, okay? You got to let the delusion sink in a little bit more so that you believe it. I think that's where we have a room for improvement. But
I'd also like to point out that we're sitting here talking about these quarterbacks making $40 million, and when Caesar rattled off the reasons they were going to make championship game, he didn't even mention the fucking quarterback. He didn't even say Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I did.
He went through seven guys that didn't get to Trevor Lawrence.
I did not hear Trevor's name.
Trevor Lawrence, motherfuckers. Bang. Bang.
He went eight deep before he said Trevor Lawrence, and it was only, and it was even, Scott, the best was, I don't know if you picked up on that, but you said he didn't mention the quarterback, and Caesar went, yeah, I did, and then we said the name, and he went, oh, yeah, Trevor Lawrence. I did. Right.
Totally. Y'all are helping me prove my point. Look, if it happens, I'm a fucking genius. If it doesn't, I'm dumb. I can't lose.
That's okay. Just like fucking genius.
I mean, I guess you're
nobody's
right.
Going to remember this a year from now.
Tyson, I did the research, by the way, and you're absolutely right. I was going to say earlier, to get Caesar to Somalia, we need Joe Hall to start an OnlyFans and show his feet a little bit. But we could probably get Caesar from Austin to Cincy on a Greyhound. Cheapest fare is $143. So, like, I feel like Mike could make that money playing on the street corner just this week. Shall we?
Taking a Greyhound to Cincinnati. You want to get knifed in downtown Cincinnati? Off the Greyhound.
Knife is the Greyhound drops you off right by the casino, so you'll be fine.
It does.
I went to fucking San Antonio and I threw up a FaZe Clan logo, and the security guard was like, "We don't fucking play with that shit, boy. Put that shit down." I got so fucking scared.
So maybe next time, don't do that.
I was doing the FaZe Clan logo. They're a fucking gaming org.
It's only got two transfers too.
I was so fucking scared.
All right, so Robert's saying Buffalo falls off this season. I could see that. I could see Buffalo falling off.
So we're three.
And then Dan with the take, I like the Jags over Cincy. Joe can't rescue that clown Zach forever.
This
right here is bait. It's bait, and I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it, okay? I will not fall for this. I put it up there to show that, like, I saw it, but I'm not dealing with that, okay? I refuse slowly to but acknowledge surely, that bait.
I am polluting the audience.
No, to be fair, Dan likes to take those opinions on pretty much every topic.
He's still a dog.
I mean, he's a dog, but Dan likes to go that contrarian route for pretty much all his takes.
But Dan, we are excited to have you tuning in tonight for a little bit. He said you're trying to tune in just for a teddy bit with his Three Floyds, which again, god damn, there's some good
Three
beers.
Three Floyds
in the chat
is
today.
Popular in Three the chat Floyd, tonight.
Yeah.
Three Floyds is so, it's such a good beer.
It really,
man.
Is.
Like Mayweather? Like the fact that Zombie Dust is readily available in Cincinnati,
it's a brewery
now. Oh, mm-hmm. It's
Cesar, do you get that down there?
Dude, I asked Mayweather for a reason because I don't know what you were talking about.
Oh, fair. Good call. Yeah.
All right, oh, listen.
No way. They're from Hammond, Indiana. My grandparents lived there for such a long time.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's super random.
All right, fellas. That's your football talk, Calvin Ridley. That's where that conversation went because Cesar got very excited because Calvin Ridley's reinstated. So good luck, Calvin, in all your future bets. We look forward to hearing your
Jags family. Super Bowl, bro.
Jags at least the AFC championship.
Also, what are you pointing out? The drops you off by the casino and the jail.
That's a good point.
So casino and Justice Center, no strip club within miles, though, unfortunately. So you probably won't need the jail.
All right, let's see where the wheel of death takes us next. We got to do that hockey, basketball, baseball, and a slim chance.
No,
my heart was clearly not a big enough spin.
My heart skipped the foot.
Baseball time.
No. What was the pitch? Oh shit!
I was so nervous, guys. That looked. Oh, I thought for sure that was landing on Mookie taking the wheel, and I was gonna get. Very,
oh my
very
god, good. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
Wow.
Unacceptable, Cesar. Listen, Scott, it's the day we've been waiting for several years now. The World Baseball Classic starts tonight at probably
11
like
o'clock.
3 a.m.
It's at 11 o'clock.
Time. Nobody is going to watch any of the group stages. We were talking about this a little before the show. They released the Team USA schedule. They start playing Friday or Saturday.
10 o'clock. It's Saturday at 10 o'clock.
Saturday at 10 p.m., Sunday at like 11 p.m., Monday at 10 p.m., and Tuesday at like 9. So yeah. There are just ridiculously late games for Team USA. They are burying the World Baseball Classic as far as they can. But we're feeling good, Scott. You've got the red, white, and blue on. You're ready to cape up. It's that time.
I am ready to hopefully like see some of these fucking games at least. Jesus Christ! Like I don't understand what they're doing with this times. Like we talked about, they're in Arizona. They're not like in Japan. Like there's no reason for these games to start on West Coast time. Like it's spring training. Like these games could take place in prime time easily.
Yeah, speaking of prime time, are you going to cut to me at some point or should I go get a beer?
Go get a
now
beer.
Now I'm just going to leave it on you. So if you go get a beer, people are just going to get a blank screen and think something went horribly
well, damn
wrong.
It.
Well, Cesar beat you to it. So now Cesar gets the blank screen.
Shit.
Scott, so we are Team USA is the second best odds to win the tournament behind, I believe, the Dominican Republic. I think they are first odds to win. How are we feeling? Do we think Team USA has it in them to get this dub?
It's repeat or bust.
So the Chinese hat's pretty fucking hard.
Their jerseys in general are pretty fucking hard. Like the Chinese came out on fire with those.
Wait,
new
how did we not? Why didn't nobody get me off on this?
I didn't even think about it. But they just released like because some of them had been like trickling out. But about 2 hours ago, I saw where they debuted, like, Cuba. Like, in fact, these jerseys started coming out, and I'm like, God, the USA jersey is, like, the worst one. It's
they
the most.
Modern, they haven't changed them. They look
yeah, they haven't, insane. And they're most basic fucking ones, dude.
guys.
So my top
three. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Okay, they're the uniforms they won in last time. Why would you change it up? Okay,
they're still super mid though.
But it's a gold medal winning. It's a gold medal winning jersey.
They should. They should do City Connect WBC jerseys. What city we connected to? The United States.
Like when it comes to if it's not broke, don't fix it. The Mexico hat is the epitome of that. Like,
yeah,
they don't
Mexico's
miss,
hat's
they
nice.
Haven't ever missed what
I didn't see Mexico's hat,
but I like again, I like China's hat too, though. It's like
China,
the dragon,
China,
the dragon,
Australia,
like lettering,
and what was and Pakistan's hat are fucking sick.
Okay, wait, are we doing jerseys or are we doing hats here? Because
I guess that matters. We can do both.
Just see the hat.
As you guys, no, we can't do both, Scott, because I'm trying to pull pictures right now and put them in there.
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm not saying you have to do both. I'm just saying, like, separate the two, because, I mean, the like some of the hats are better than the jerseys and vice versa.
How is it that you have a just a hat that's just fire and then the jersey falls flat?
It's fucking baseball,
I hate
Luke.
That, dude. I hate that.
Right? Like
that's
I feel like
worst,
oh.
all
that's
the
one of
fucking
the
time.
Feelings, man, is the way they have a really good like? Hat, but the jersey's just mad.
Oh, God, look at that.
It's like the Rocky City Connect. Their hats
we're just
are
doing here's
Puerto
what we're
Rico's
doing.
Nice.
We're just going straight from the MLB shop website.
Just do
okay?
it.
I'm not
we're just
I'm
advertising
not totally the news, right?
Yeah, we're just gonna do this. So we've got the first three hats up here, the Puerto Rico hat, which is the exact same hat they wore the last time, the Dominican Republic hat, which
still
is the,
so
the DR interlocking, and then the Team USA hat, which is, again, the same hat that they wore last year. In order here, I would go dumpster fire, dumpster fire, dumpster fire, in order.
They're all Nittington City. They're all
Should
super
we see
mid.
Pakistan?
The Dominican Republic one's particularly bad out of that group, actually. It's like the R and the D are like kind of mixed. I don't know. Like Republican Dominicano, is that what we're going for there? I don't know.
Republica
Dominicana. Sure. Yeah, like I don't know. I that one I think is easily the worst of those three, which is saying a lot because that USA one's not great.
Hey, also free shipping on all U.S. orders over $24. Use the code 24FS.
Yeah,
just
check
wait
out.
Till
hey,
this event's fucking over.
Have them shipped to Somalia, see how much it goes.
Well, now they might be made in Somalia. So
next set of teams, we got Venezuela, Japan, and
Ooh,
Team
Israel.
That Israel one's
fire. I like that Israel one.
That Israel one is fire, dude.
Pretty fire.
If I was the people that Kanye hated, I would rock the shit out of
right?
that hat.
Right? That's just a big old FU.
I would. Great. I'd go everywhere wearing that hat if I was Jewish, dude.
It's also great because the first five that we saw all just had, like, the logo of the the initials of the country.
Yeah.
And then Team Israel is like, here's the Star of David, motherfuckers. That's what we're doing.
That I like that a lot. That's
I gotta say though, the Japanese one with like the gray cap,
yes,
but with the red
Japanese
stitching,
is pretty good too. I like
that's
the Japanese
sick.
One.
Not a fan.
I just don't like the straight J. Like that's
also
boring.
Why is it? I love how if you look at them all, they're like, oh, most popular in Dominican Republic baseball, most popular in Venezuela baseball. But apparently the Star of David hat is not the most popular in Israel baseball. So maybe can we find out what is, because if that's not number one,
well, what is the most popular hat in Israel? Right? Biscuit pointing out they're starting the games later so the rest of the world can watch because no one in America
get
cares
the fuck
about
out of here
Israel classic. Damn it, Biscuit, that's
it's
brutal
true. It's true
it is.
But it's but I don't know what is like South America watching at a later time, like that's stupid.
No,
is Venezuela watching at 11 p.m. at night?
Matt Barr with the correct take here. How does Japan not just have a white hat with a red circle?
Oh.
Huge miss. Agreed.
Oh,
that
no,
would
no,
be
no, no. That's easy. Can you imagine what it'd be like to get stains out of that hat?
No, they should do like, nah, I'm going to start talking about clothes and it's going to go on forever.
Sarah saying she likes the Star of David and she likes the Venezuela V. I like it. I like the Venezuela V. Biscuit saying Japan looks like the Jimmy John's logo. Can't unsee that one now. So
if
there you
want to give us a real un-American power, slide down.
Let's go.
Let's
here we
go.
Go. The next three.
Let's go.
There's Mexico.
Those are
hat.
The three hottest ones in the whole tournament.
Fantastic.
All three of those are fire.
Fuck. Yeah,
we forgot to buy Caesar's flags.
I would take all of those. Those are so good.
Wait a minute. Hold on, though. And I know this price because every time I see it's absurd. can somebody explain to me why all of these hats are $41.99 and they're like, Cuba, $39.99.
Well, I mean,
because that's some type of communist, like, dude, like, what is that?
It's the communist discount. We're trying to lure them to capitalistic ways, man.
You can wear this hat if you're a communist for slightly cheaper than everybody else gets.
We feel
$2 less than everybody else is paying.
That's funny. But that's no, all three of those are fire.
I do love the Netherlands with the crown on it. That looks good. Mexico's hat is probably my favorite so far. The color scheme looks great. The M is cool.
And yet you talk shit about me when I bet on them to win.
Well, yeah.
We're not going to win. We might have the most drip, but we're not going to win.
Win the most play, bro.
And then finally, we got Colombia, Panama, and Italy.
These are all really terrible.
That
Italy one is lazy as fuck.
Italy would have been better.
They should have been better off with a cartoon angry plate of spaghetti.
Italy's hat should have just
been an angry breadstick. That's what they should have went with. And in the shape of an eye.
Pizza, like, it's me, Italy. Yeah. And they'll be like, that's better than this bullshit.
Awful.
Panama's hat, not good. Looks like a person to be on that one. And I don't like.
No, well, hold on. I kind of like Panama's hat just a little bit because it reminds me of the old fucking Expos hat.
I do. I was gonna say I do like the Panama has the tricolor because they have the white front, blue back, and then the red bill. I like that, but the P is terrible. It's awful. Biscuit hitting you, Caesar, with a Viva Mexico.
Which, by the way, he started typing that when we first showed it. He just took him that long to get the upside down on exclamation point.
Snap bar saying WBC minor league alternate logos need to be.
Hey, but I'm telling you, though, if they do an angry breadstick logo for Italy, that'll be the fucking hottest one, and you know it. That should be flying off shelves. Like the Savannah Banana type thing, where it's just an angry breadstick with a bat or something, dude.
That would be sick.
Oh, it's a bat swinging a fucking baguette? Like, oh, dude, come on. The possibilities are endless. Instead, we get this fucking eye.
It's a fat Italian chef from The Simpsons holding a baguette.
Flaming Meatball's good. I was going to – we could make a whole fucking comic strip out of this shit because I was going to say ravioli as the basis, obviously.
Like, Team Italy –
Chef Boyer holding a breadstick?
Yeah, Team Italy needs to hold just a fan, like, redesign our logo contest.
Yeah, this is bad. Next up, we've got Chinese Taipei, Korea – and China. That China hat is so good. The C is
it. I want to play for Team China with that.
The Korea hat is legit. Chinese Taipei is okay, but
it's not bad though.
When you're in line here with Korea and China,
I was gonna say I wouldn't want to. That Chinese Taipei would be fire next to the last line we saw. Like that, if you put it in that row, you'd be like, "Oh shit, look at this." But that China hat's so nice. I mean, it's too bad they're like trying to fucking kill us and shit with their spy balloons.
Yeah,
because that's a fire ass hat. Like I couldn't wear that fucking hat because I mean,
it'd be better if it was brown.
Reasons, but it, like, it looks.
Yeah. Like a dark, smoky brown. This is me. Like, it's because I love clothes. So this is like my.
So you want to make them ugly colored?
No. Dude, brown goes with fucking everything. What are we talking about?
Talking about baseball uniforms, motherfucker. Not matching shit on a runway.
Okay, sorry. I just said
somebody in the South is going to ask if they can get that Korea hat with two extra. Hang on, he heard you.
But also,
nope. It doesn't have the same effect.
Just that one. Moving on, we got Team Canada, Great Britain, and Australia.
This is so hard.
See, now that Canada logo, that actually looks like an alternate logo. Like that's something that you would expect as like a third logo.
Why does the C look like it's a fucking interstate or something?
It's a baseball that's getting knocked out of the park.
No. But why has it got like the line in the like? I just it looks weird, man. Either go
it's
four lines
than
or two.
Great
there.
Britain's hat, which
dude,
is
Great
just,
Britain is
if
awful.
You could,
GB.
Like, if somebody Team was GB, like, baby. Hey, can we get a hat that really epitomizes how uptight and like stuck up our asses we are here in Great Britain? And somebody's like, gotcha, governor. Here you go. We put a GB on it.
As Whitey says, it's just good Britain.
Well, my thing is, is Great Britain, do they refer to themselves as Great Britain? Is that like what we refer to them? So it's like we're using the GB, like for the rest of the world refers to them as? It's like, what?
Did you know that, like, since the Queen died, their national anthem isn't Long Live the Queen anymore? It's Long Live the King?
It's God Save the King, but yes.
Oh, shit.
They had to, can you imagine having to rewrite the national anthem every time?
I didn't know that. I heard them say God Save the King, and dude, I was like, what the fuck?
Well, you haven't had to worry about it with Elizabeth because she's 190 years old, so she's been around for a little bit.
Could you ever imagine walking around with your fucking fish and chips and seeing somebody wearing this GB hat walking down the fucking street?
This GB hat looks like what an American tourist buys when they're in London visiting.
Hey, everybody, I went to Great Britain.
This weekend, everybody, in case you don't know what the GB
is. As in the old GB.
You know what they should have done for the side patch instead of the flag? They should have put, like, a landmark from that country. Like, Australia should have had the Sydney Opera House. GB should have,
or
like,
just
Big
fucking
Ben,
Nemo.
Or the Tau, the Tower. And then Canada should have had, like, Vancouver or some shit. I think that'd be a better idea.
Reminds me too much of, what were those hats, those City Connect hats that New Era release got, where it was just like bullshit things from every team's city, like the
Cincinnati ones.
Oh, dude,
they were terrible. Patches that they put all over the hat.
Oh,
of,
no,
like,
no, no. I just mean like a side patch, like a side one.
No,
like,
I know, but that's what it gives me vibes of.
No, but like
Australia's hat, though. Sarah is right. Australia's hat is great. That's a fantastic
hat. It's a great hat. Simple. Tried and true, fantastic.
Also, the A's just steal it.
Yeah,
they totally should. When they move to Vegas, they should absolutely steal,
like,
that.
What would be even funnier is if they were so.
Swinging a fucking bat that's in the shape of a French fry.
The A's should just steal it when they go to Vegas, but it should just be clear that they stole it, just like Vegas did the team, and they'd just be stitching where they took off the fucking flags on the sides of the hat. So it's like, did you just repurpose those? Yeah, we did. Australia only warm for the first round, so you know, us being the quality Oakland franchise that we are, we just
three games worth of wear. Moving on, we've still got a couple to get through here. Germany and Pakistan.
Dude, they didn't even qualify, did they? Like,
I know Pakistan's is hard. It's like simple, but it's clean. I like it a lot.
I like the Germany with the.
I think
they're
doing too much, man.
I'm not a fan of any of these.
Give him the big D.
The big red D just coming in hard there. Let's see. Yep, that's what I said. Next up, New Zealand, France.
That's pretty solid.
Brazil. I like Brazil's. Brazil's is with the big old B.
You know what that Brazil reminds. It reminds me of the ones they had in Backyard Baseball.
Is that the Funko Pop F on the middle?
I was thinking Frisch's Big Boy.
I know, it looks lazy.
New Zealand's is pretty cool, though. I like the NZ on that one.
New Zealand should be named Arterra, but that's a conversation for a different time.
What?
Finally, we have South Africa and Spain. Spain's is pretty legit. South Africa's is pretty cool too. Actually, I'm on board with
España.
I'm gonna take the bait. Why is it an E?
España.
I just said it.
Literally, just said it.
España.
All right, let's
say about these hockey trades.
Let's save the jerseys for next week, Scott. We won't go. I want to talk pitch clock, Scott. We are now like 11 games in. Mookie is so mad. He was like, I bet you in a month we're still talking about this fucking pitch clock.
You're goddamn right. We will be.
It's the greatest thing to happen to baseball. I can't not talk about it. Okay, so here's the thing. Over the last week, Max Scherzer, your boy, Scott, from the Mets, decided to test the limits, got called for a balk. So what Scherzer did was he got on the mound and he stared down the batter. The batter got ready with 8 seconds to go. Scherzer was not pitching until the batter called time, which you're allowed to do once in an at-bat. Now Scherzer knows he's not allowed to call time again. As soon as the batter gets back in the box, Scherzer throws. Never stepped off the mound, never moved, nothing. As soon as the batter got back in, he threw, which they called him for a quick pitch because the batter wasn't looking, wasn't ready.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Runner went to second. If nobody was on, it would have been a ball. These are the things, though, that I like. I like that pitchers are, like, testing to see what they can get away with. There's pitchers calling their own pitches now. The pitchers are wearing the pitch track. And they're calling their own pitches. So, Scott, I have to ask you, let's say, because of the pitch clock, a pitcher decides to call his own pitches with pitch calm and throws a perfect game. Does the catcher get any credit whatsoever?
They never
like, that was always the thing.
I was just going to say, they never really do. I mean, they do. They'll be like, yeah, he caught a perfect game. But nobody really remembers. Like, who catches the perfect game? Like, it's not like it goes down with, okay, cool. So.
the one guy from the Cubs.
Well, I mean, he's remembering it because he's red.
It like, wasn't a perfect game. Like, it was a no-hitter. Two of them, actually.
I'm just saying, nobody remembers the catcher. Like,
no, but they always get, like, the catcher gets, like, all this recognition initially. They get the game ball. It's, like, a big deal. They get nothing now because the pitcher would be calling their own pitches. But I love this. I love the pitcher just being like, I'm not shaking you off 15 times. I don't have time for this bullshit. I'll tell you what I'm going to throw. You fucking catch it, okay?
I can't believe that's ever how it wasn't. Like, I guess I heard about this like a week or so ago that I'm just like, were they taking stuff from the catcher that much that they weren't like putting? I assumed if you're like a younger guy and you got a veteran catcher, you know, obviously he's been around, he knows the hitters, whatever, like the pitchers are taking more advice. But I can't imagine a veteran, like a Max Scherzer, like, not calling his own pitches any goddamn way. Like, what?
Mookie, how do you feel about pitchers calling their own pitches?
I couldn't give two shits, but what's this pitch comm thing? Like, does the catcher, does the manager have this little buzzer device in the dugout? Is that what this is?
Where have you been for like the last year? Pitch comm came out.
Not watching baseball.
Pitch comm was all the rage last year, bro. That's so last
year. Yeah, where you been? Pitch comm.
Geno Smith wasn't even worth.
I blame YouTube.
Geno Smith wasn't worth $40 million when pitch comm became all the rage. Like,
oh, you're right. Back then, he was only worth like 27 and a half. Passcode. Pitchcom
is a way to combat sign stealing where the catcher and the pitcher each have a thing on their wrist.
Buzzer.
And the catcher can tap in what pitch and what spot to throw it to so that the pitcher does not have to get a sign. So it's a way to combat sign stealing. There were several
plays
last year. There wasn't a ton. A lot of teams still went with the traditional signs, but it was a way to combat that. And now pitchers are like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm calling my own pitches.
So basically they had their spot in the sun for like a year and then everyone realized, oh wait, these pitchers can actually do more than just throw the ball when told. Maybe we should turn them into real athletes. Yeah, that's fair. That's all I got. I don't know. I don't care. I don't care about any baseball
bat mug, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, because I'm the only one with true dedication to the traditions of the game, motherfucker. Getting
bullshit.
Yeah, I was gonna say, look at
metal bat, motherfucker.
He's just got the metal bat.
Why don't you just, you know what, Scott? That's fine. Why don't you just go back to Oklahoma at the College World Series?
That's probably the best thing about baseball. Okay. If I'm being honest.
What was that, Caesar?
That's probably the best thing about baseball. If I'm being honest,
the College World Series. Little League World Series is the best thing about baseball, followed very closely by the World Baseball Classic.
That's only because that's the most recent thing you can bet on is the World Baseball Classic.
No, honestly, I'm warming up to it. Like, I like the concept of, you know, you have your national teams and it's a compact kind of competition.
The World Cup for baseball. You should love it.
I was just going to say, would you like to be more? It's not even an original concept. For.
Yeah.
The WBC, everyone just shows up once a year and plays.
No, you have to qualify.
You do
have
to qualify.
There's qualifications that go through to make it to the World Baseball Classic.
So then why didn't they let Pakistan in?
They didn't qualify.
They did.
Who qualified ahead of them?
All the teams that are playing right now.
That doesn't seem very fair. I don't see a lot of representation from their region, though.
That's actually a great point.
Mo- Mookie, yeah. I fucking hate you so much sometimes.
Why? What I did this time?
So much sometimes. Like, you just say things. I'm just like, I fucking hate this kid. I love him to death, but there are times
but I fucking hate him.
So yeah, like, how does this work? Is the qualification like regional, or is it just everyone, like everyone who plays baseball here try to qualify?
You've got to
try to figure out where we're playing.
Yeah. It's like, hey, if you play baseball, get out there and do your thing. Ah, yeah. You didn't qualify. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
They're just like, just play a pickup game and make sure somebody's recording, and we'll judge it.
Whoever wins goes to the World Cup.
I'll have a judging system who gets to the World Baseball Classic.
So that reminds me, I had a baseball story for this week. Did you guys see the spring training game where the home team won in the top of the ninth, but to get like some more reps in, the teams were like, fuck it, we're gonna play the bottom. I think it was the Pirates and the Marlins. So dudes are just out there calling their own balls and strikes. Because see, here's the thing, that's the kind of shit I can get down with. I just feel like Major League Baseball has become such a prima donna priss-ass sport. It's like, dude, stop taking 15 hours to get through an inning in the middle of July. Nobody
that's
cares.
That's why they
game.
Put in the pitch clock.
No,
that you're railing
the pitch
against
clock doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, I still don't give a fuck about a game in July outside of hanging out outside and getting drunk in the sun.
Look,
like,
it's fine. It's
the pitch
fine.
Clock. The pitch clock allowed Wandy Peralta to throw a 20-second strikeout this spring. It took him 20 seconds to throw a strikeout. That is absurd, Mookie. That is absolutely insane. 20 seconds from the start of the at-bat the strikeout. That's crazy.
So it took him 20 seconds to accomplish what amounts to 1/27th of what they need to get done in the game. Arsenal gave up a goal 9 seconds into the match this weekend, which is by far a much better feat than a 20-second strikeout. So
moving on. Did nobody score after that? A lot.
No, there was
a lot.
Hey, Scott, I have a question for you because I was thinking about this week. So there's been the whole thing about, like, if the batter's not ready with 8 seconds left, it's a called strike. And we talked about it last week where the Braves spring training game ended in a tie because the guy was called out because he wasn't ready, and they called the third strike and it ended the game. I know that striking out swinging is a K. Striking out looking is a backwards K. How is it scored if you're called out on a time clock rule?
I want the K laying down. I want the K laying down. Whenever anybody strikes out off of the rule from not being in the box at the right time, you just lay that K on its side.
I feel like we need to get this started because nobody is talking about whether this goes down as a backwards K or a forwards K. I think you're right. It has to be a laying down K.
100%. Wait, there's a difference?
Yeah, he just said it.
Strikeout swinging is a forward K. Strikeout back, a backwards K is strikeout looking.
Yeah.
It's a way so that when you're keeping track of the game, Caesar, tell me you've never charted a game without telling me you've never charted a game.
Bro, I just thought it was for like I thought it was like a political correctness thing, so there wasn't three forward facing K's in a row.
That's pretty good reasoning, I'd say.
I thought that's what it was.
Every third strikeout, the batter has to go down looking so that it doesn't show KKK.
That's what I thought it was. I've never seen three forward facing K's in a row. So I was like, you know what? Baseball probably did it so there wouldn't be like a racial thing going on.
Yeah, so baseball cares so much.
I was gonna say, you've
spray.
Never watched baseball, they don't give a fuck about
so the K is backwards or facing left when the guy
when
looks
looking.
Down.
When the guy goes down looking, when he just looks at the third strike, it's a backwards K,
and when he swings, it's forward.
Yep, it's a regular K.
That's crazy, bro. That's too much bullshit. That's why I don't fuck baseball.
You know what's funny, though? Like, this is one of those things that me, even being as big of a baseball fan, I only learned it like 4 or 5 years ago.
What?
Are you serious? Dude, as a kid, I never even questioned it.
My reason's way better.
I never questioned it off the KKK merit. I literally was just like,
whoa!
I wonder why there's backwards Ks. Whatever. Like, I just kept it moving.
By the way, I want to call out this comment and then we'll move on and get off of baseball, because Sarah pointed out in the comments upside down K, and then she said, I'm an idiot, And Sarah, I don't want you to feel bad, because when I was prepping for this and I thought of the question, I was like, this should be like an upside down K. And I was like, wait a second.
Wait.
That's just the K.
No, like it's not.
No, it's like they're pointing
the triangle in the upper half of the K is bigger. So it'd be like different.
No.
What? No, no, I thought she means like.
Well, what's funny is I was when you asked me,
it's like sticking up like that, like that.
That would be laying outside. That would that's be laying outside. Yeah. Like,
well, no, but this. So this is laying down. This is laying down K, right? And this is up K. We're just throwing all the gang signs tonight.
Those aren't gang signs.
They should be.
Tyson and Biscuit both saying I never knew that.
Yeah, about like the, normal people don't know that shit.
Okay, so well, there you go, guys. You're
well, that's because Biscuit's got better things to do with his life. I don't know what Tyson's excuse is, but you know, I mean, look at him in his picture. Like, I think that says all you need to know.
Letters are weird, right, you guys?
They're all made up, man.
All right, let's check the wheel. I gotta find this goddamn wheel. This thing drives me crazy. All right, here we go. Let's see. We got basketball, do that, oh hockey,
God,
and a move.
God, the yellow expanded.
No, it got a little bit bigger.
Oh, this is fucking bullshit.
Time for some basketball.
Boom.
Boom, shakalaka.
All right, so Ja Morant is fucking crazy, guys. What the fuck is happening here? Caesar is giving his – he just – called us bloods or something. I don't know.
No, it's just literally West Side. I don't throw real gang signs because I get almost kicked out of a bus station.
Oh yeah, we don't want that to happen.
If you don't know the story, Ja Morant.
Okay, T.J. Morant.
He was in some trouble.
If you don't know the stories, because my man, like, it, multiple times in one week had gun related things. Like, it's like, oh wait, he did that one thing. No, I'm talking about this other thing that he also did. Like, what? Every time I turn around, somebody's sending me some Ja related news, and I'm like, oh, this is the thing that just happened. And I'm like, no, this is new. He did another gun thing. What the fuck?
That's my guy.
Yeah, so this starts back earlier in the year when apparently people from Jaws, his group, pointed lasers at the Pacers team bus after a Grizzlies Pacers game. So that was like the first thing that people were like, Ja, what the fuck are you doing? Then this week he gets into it with the 17-year-old kid who was hooping at his house for some reason. And the kid stepped to Ja Morant. He thought he took it as this kid's trying to fight me. So he hit the kid. One of his friends hit the kid, and then Ja flashed his gun. So police are now involved in that scene. So as that story is breaking and people are like, holy shit, Ja Morant like fought a 17-year-old kid and threatened him with a gun. What the fuck is happening right now? He then goes to the strip club, and while he's at the strip club at like 5 a.m, goes on IG Live and flashed his gun on his IG Live, which, guys, it was a bitch ass gun. Like, listen, I know guns are all dangerous, but if you're going to be like, hey, I got this piece, you probably shouldn't have that.
The thing is, he shouldn't have one regardless, dude. Like,
that's why you have a crew, man.
Oh my God. The thing that upsets me so much with this is that he's young.
Can somebody get this man on the phone with Plexico Burris, please?
No, anyone.
At the club with his own gun on Instagram. Like, come on.
Plexico was trending today because he gave Ja advice. I was dying.
Oh, wait. Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, I was joking. I didn't even know that was a thing.
He told him, like, bro, look at me. Like, learn.
I shot myself.
So many people.
And I got sent to jail.
You aren't fucking learning. He's so young. He has so much potential.
Can we give Tyson the air horn? He deserves it.
What is
it? You'll see.
Pull up the comments so that I can get the air horn ready for it.
Here it is. Fucking ridiculous.
This God doesn't rule.
Also, how do you know that's Tyson? Like, what the fuck is this filter?
Oh, that's a good one.
I fucking love Ja Morant.
At par with the question of the night here, would you rather have Ja Morant or Joe Mixon babysit your kids? Both involved with gun incidents and young
17.
Ja Morant. It's not close.
Yeah, Ja at least didn't shoot him. He just threatened to shoot him. Joe Mixon, apparently.
I'm gonna go with Mookie's philosophy on this one. Ja, but only because he's younger.
Yeah, you know, so I think that's great. I think it's a great reason.
There's more of a chance that Mixon would miss trying to shoot at my kid because he's older. His eyesight's worse.
He needs to put his glasses on first before he fires one off at the 17-year-old. Crazy story. Ja Morant has been indefinitely suspended. I'm interested to see what the league actually does for this. Because this ain't
over 50 games. It's 50 games, apparently. That's what? The rumor that's going on so far. Yeah. It's 50. This isn't the first time I hear of it. I've heard it all this week. And last week, even before the strip club shit, was that it was going to be like 50 games. Because that's what it says in the CBA, apparently. Again, have I seen the fucking CBA? No. Should I go through it? I probably will. But, yeah. Why? I mean, Gilbert Arenas got 50 games when he took the shit into the locker room.
No, chill, Gil. Dude, that was what a great story that
it's
was.
It's just so frustrating, dude. It's so fucking frustrating.
Well, that's a crazy thing. Like, Ja Morant is being propped up as like the next guy. Like, he's after LeBron, after Steph.
It's
he's
LeBron, going to be, Luke. Like, I mean, it's like
face of the league.
Yeah, it's Luka, Ja, fucking Zion whenever he's fucking healthy, Giannis. He's up
dude,
there
I
with
don't
them,
know, man.
Dude. But it's like, dude, you're. You have so much potential.
Isn't his signature
he's
shoe like
it
getting
all right
ready
now.
To drop?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Ready to drop.
Someone needs to get in his ear and be like, listen, dude, 4 months. Just hold your shit together for 4 months, get through this shoe release, get through the NBA playoffs, and then you'll be sitting sweet for your next big deal, and then you can fuck around all you
he
want.
He signed an extension, though.
When?
I think it was last year.
No.
Here's the crazy thing. Ja Morant is doing all this stuff and, like, acting hard. He is putting out big-time Papa Doc vibes. That's all I'm saying. Because
yes.
He's in private school. He's like, okay, look, you went to a private school. You showed that gun on IG Live. Like, you are trying way too fucking hard, Ja. Like, this is
dude,
Papa Doc type shit.
He's not from the fucking hood, dude. He's not.
That's like, what I'm saying. He went to a private school.
God, dude, like, please, man. You're so full of potential. You could give back to your community. Like, the world is at your fingertips, and you're throwing it all fucking away. I hope he gets the help he deserves. Well, not deserves, but I hope he gets the help that
I'd say that before we get out of here, because it's about that time, I would say that Ja Morant is actually the Somalia of the NBA. He's creating a hell of a lot of content.
Yeah, Caesar, he's still on his rookie deal, by the way. The club just opted in for their next 2 years.
Matt Barr pointing out Jaws a halfway crook.
All right, before we get out of here, though.
Speaking of basketball selection, Sunday is this weekend. And it is. I'm excited. Even though Xavier will be without Fremantle for the tournament.
It's whatever. Just the fact that their names are going to be called again, for Christ's sakes. Who cares?
Hey, 69th best team last year, Scott.
That's
okay?
True. That is true. The 69th champions.
Whatever
baby.
Happened to Xavier, like, in their season? Weren't they, like, top 10 a while back?
Yeah, and then Fremantle got hurt, and they've struggled. They'll be all right. They'll be, like, a 4 seed and make some noise. They'll be all right. Go ahead, Mookie. You had something there.
Do that hockey. Y'all motherfuckers got to read this.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, then we will forego spinning the wheel.
Well, no, actually, spin the wheel. No, we should do it right. Spin the wheel.
I think we should talk about these beers we're drinking.
It's all right, let's know. We're going to spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel, Scott. God damn it.
Either do that hockey or a Mookie takeover, and this is terrifying because, all right, we got plenty.
All right, cool. Do that hockey. Mike, I need you to pronounce this hockey player's name.
Hold on, we got to do the transition.
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
All right, Mookie, go ahead.
So, Mike, you're going to need to read the player's name and you know, for who he was traded to. And then, Scott, I need you to tell me if this is an NHL player or other.
One moment. Someone's talking shit on my name, and I have to respond. So what happened to Texas, Gabe, is that we lost to a team we were an underdog against. So no worries.
Okay.
We're still going to make it to the Elite Eight.
All right, cool. Mike. Read this trade.
God, yes, huge news in the hockey world as Andrej Schuster went to the Ducks. So how you feel about that move? On Andrej Schuster making the trade to the Ducks.
Fake name.
False. That is incorrect. Andrej Schuster is an actual guy making real waves. The Ducks are kind of lucky to get him, but he's been putting in work the last couple weeks. So
he should buy a vial.
Scott, is anybody going to beat Boston this year? Like, they are just rolling.
Yeah, Warriors in five.
Okay, look.
Get it! That's a good joke.
All right, Mike, here's a layup for you.
Hold on. No. Oh, yep, Scott earned it because that was it.
We lost in six.
I'm keeping receipts, by the way, for you and all the fucking Celtics fans that were on that TikTok that were like, you don't know ball, fucking Boston, baby.
Yeah, like, fucking Boston, baby.
And you lose to the Knicks in double overtime.
We've lost three straight games in a row. But when teams aren't accustomed to success like I am, we realize you gotta navigate some tricky paths and rocky roads. No, we're gonna go to the fucking finals.
Clowns, shave your eyebrows if they don't. How about that?
Boom. Put your eyebrows I'm doing off. That. It took me 22 fucking years.
Yeah, clowns. Scott, how about Patrick Brown to the Flyers? How about that?
Fake name. Brown. I thought his last name was Kane. Fake name.
Even
nope,
I know that.
That's also a real name. So what? Good try, Scott. What? Yeah, Patrick Brown. Solid move. Flyers building a little bit of depth again.
Whatever.
If anything else, it's one of the lower publicized moves, but it's still, I think, a meaningful move for the future. We'll wrap it up here. Mike, I'm going easy on you. I feel bad, but go ahead with this one.
Oh, yeah, that's super easy. Ryan Gauld to the Canuckies. Scott, what do you think about Ryan Gauld going to the Canuckies?
Real name.
Yeah, Scott, you did get that one correct. Ryan Gauld is a midfielder for the Vancouver Whitecaps, so I don't know how much value he'll add to the Vancouver Canucks hockey team, but he's a pro athlete in the city.
I'm gonna fuck my beer.
Wait, real quick, Scott, real quick, did you hear the rumors about the NHL potentially expanding? They're talking about two new teams.
What? Are they doing this again?
Expansion. Wait. Not only are they doing it again, they're doing it again in cities.
In warm weather cities.
Houston. The Houston Aeros and the Atlanta Thrashers are the rumored teams.
Wait. They're trying to bring back the Thrashers for a second time?
The third time they're trying to make hockey happen in Atlanta. Yes.
Oh my God.
The NHL is denying these rumors, but there is a lot of social media push that.
That's kind of absurd to like try it. It'd be like trying out baseball in Oakland again. But like, it didn't work the first time. It worked this for sure this time.
But that's like Oakland moving to Vegas and then them being like, oh, damn. Okay, let's give Oakland another team. And then that team moves to Nashville. And then they're like, you know who deserves a team? Oakland. That's what this would be like. Mookie, what do you feel? How you feeling about Houston and Atlanta for NHL expansion?
Terrible idea. We don't need any more teams. The talent's already saturated enough as it is. Like, don't fuck with it. You're just going to make a mistake overextending and learn from the MLS, please. And Whitey is 100% right that we need to add I want to fuck my beer to the intro montage.
I need to redo the intro, get some good in there because it feels a bit outdated at this point.
Yeah, Ozzy died like 2 years ago, man.
Let's talk about these beers that we're drinking and give them the rating whether or not you would bang your beer. Scott, I know you said you'd bang it. What is it?
I'm drinking Lone Pines Brightside IPA, 7%. It's very just doable. Like, it's fine.
Missionary Wednesday type beer, huh?
Missionary Wednesday.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Like, there's nothing wrong with scheduled plain sex. That's fine. As long as it's happening regularly, be grateful, goddammit.
Yeah, bro.
It's always good to have a partner when you want to play. I get it.
We need to talk about partners. I just got over my partner. We need to move on.
I would.
What were you drinking? Would you bang it?
I don't think I. Honestly, I don't know that I'd bang either of these ones. The first one was Tactical Maneuvers from Cerebro Brewing. At first, it smelled like a Budweiser that was going to have flavor to it, but it just wasn't that great. So I don't. I mean, I probably would bang it, but like, I wouldn't put in a lot of effort. And then the second one I had was a dry Irish stout, Dark Hedges by Wood Boss Brewing Company. This one was actually pretty good, though. I think it suffered by following up the first one. So I would definitely give it a second try. Bang it the first, and then I would like really put the effort in after the one-night stand the next weekend, take her out for a nice dinner, and then see how it worked.
Good
makes it not a one-night stand if you're going to go out again and try to do it. But okay, cool. Caesar, you were drinking a Kona, I believe, right? Big Wave?
I drank Shiner Strawberry Blonde. Is this an ale? Well, whatever the fuck it is. Happy Birthday, Texas. It was a good beer. And I drank the Mariota beer. It was really good, too. But I'd fuck both beers.
The Mario beer. Do Kona and Shiner count as craft anymore?
I believe Kona still counts. I think Shiner's still craft. I don't think really?
It says, dude, it has the fucking logo back here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Kona actually might be the one that's been bought out. It's very possible. Although I think they were in the Brewers Alliance. I don't think they were.
Caesar, shit, I don't know. It's the wrong fucking, you're asking the wrong
mine is an independent craft beer. It's the same one as last week. Purple Monkey Dishwasher from Evil Genius. Fantastic beer. Would absolutely bang. It's amazing. Guys, this has been
something. How do I make my own beer?
I don't know. Call Somalia.
I would do that. Like
they're content creators. They know.
Like a Somalian and myself collab on a beer.
Yeah,
Caesar Somalia collab coming at you from CBS Brewing.
What happens when the greatest content creator gets together with the greatest content creating country in the world? Most baller ass beer you've ever seen, Somali Pirate by Caesar.
That sounds like a shitty cologne.
All right,
I can tell you I'd make a shitty beer too.
Oh, shit. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. Tell somebody that you know that you think would enjoy this show as well. Come tune in next week. We'll be here again next week. Come to tune in, comment, and then they'll tell a friend, and then they'll tell a friend, and then we get bigger, and then everybody's happy. Be sure to follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Crafty Sports. Now we'll post sometimes on there. And then join the Facebook group. It's a lot of fun. It's a show in between the show. So join that. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and subscribe, rate, review, wherever you get your podcast. That helps us out a ton. Shout out Belly Up Sports, bellyupsports.com. Go hit them up. Tons of great content. Subscribe, rate, review to all the podcasts on the Belly Up Sports Podcast Network. We will see you guys next week.
We love you, Somalia.
As Sarah White says, Muslim countries are definitely known for their brewing.
Bro, let me rock, man. Just let me rock.
Right now.